Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's OMF on EEI.
Danny, free agency starts in 2 days. What are some of the things that you feel like you need to address or some needs for this team moving forward to be a championship-level team?
You know, we'll just add a couple of veterans, Gal. We'll probably draft a wing or look for a wing in free agency and maybe another big man in free agency, maybe someone that can play some four or five. But, you know, those would be our priorities.
And it makes sense. And the wing in free agency, obviously, has got to be a replacement for Gordon Hayward, right? Because you're pretty crowded at that spot. We're going to find out, hopefully, in the next hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, exactly what his fate is. Who knows? Maybe it has to be approved by the league. Maybe, you know, teams are going back and forth with this.
Wouldn't you say it's pretty much done by now? The whole Gordon Hayward situation, I would say by now it should be done.
It's Dunsky if you can't get anything in return.
So we're at 4 minutes from it, right? The deadline's 3 p.m. today, not 5.
Right.
3 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, but that's my point. This thing is done. Nobody's waiting until the last. I'm actually surprised we haven't heard anything. We haven't heard any rumors, you know, any news whatsoever, any hints about.
Because it's an agreement between the player and the team, so it's not a league edict. It's not. They can kind of float it.
I get that point, but even those deals are you know, released somehow. Somebody calls somebody and tells them this is where he's leaning. I'm hearing that. It's my understanding that.
Nothing.
Keep close eyes on Wojnarowski's Twitter account. That's what I would do. So 617-779-7937, your reaction to where the Celtics are right now. How do we compare them to the rest of the East, guys? Bucks, Nets now. Even without Harden, and then you can add Harden into the equation if you want. The Heat, the Raptors, the Sixers, who are making some moves, by the way. Anybody buying that the Celtics are ahead of any of those teams right now?
Okay.
Yeah,
I will say this.
4-5 range.
It all depends
3-4-5
on whether or not you think the two stars and the older star that had a bum knee and couldn't get right actually get better. If you think they're making this huge leap from, you know, year three to year four, year four to year five, whatever, if you think that Tatum and Brown make a significant jump in production and skill and maturity, then you're competitive. You're right there with the rest of them. Like, I think you can't get confused by, hey, they added this guy and that guy. They added this guy and that guy. Oh, these guys, Harden's going to go to the Nets. Okay, well, what about your team? Like, if you're talking about a guy going from, you know, a potential all-star to a bona fide all-star, like two of them, a former all-star who won't be picked an all-star because he's got two other stars playing like an all-star, then why are you not considered one of the top teams in the East? Like, if that is the case and you understand that to be realistic, then why are you worried? You shouldn't be worried whatsoever.
I am worried because I think
think they're not going to make a leap?
I do not. Matter of fact, I'm worried about adding a really good Nets team into the equation. The Heat are going to do something here in the offseason because they've got money to play with. And I would say this, that we know what the Sixers are going to probably, who knows? Let's say the Sixers trade out Ben Simmons for James Harden, which would make sense for both of those teams. If you're Houston, you get yourself a superstar, a younger version, and you can build off of that, right? And Philly gets Harden. suddenly, I think, become better.
Listen, a lot can happen. I still think you're kind of in a similar boat. You're still going to have a very good team. And to your point, Christian, about like Jaylen Brown and Tatum, and is there another big jump in their game? You know, is it just bona fide, like you said, no joke, all-star, just another level, consistent
taking
play,
over.
Taking over games, is the reason why you can't have the Kevin O'Connor approach as far as, you know, you're still young, you're 2, 3, 4 years away. Dan, guys, absolutely take off. You got to go find a big, and you got to get a veteran on that bench that can score, rely on your last two draft classes.
I just feel like if you take the two, really, I'm going to take the three. Okay, I'm going to take Walker, Brown, and Tatum. If each one of those guys makes a significant jump in production and health, then I don't think it should be dismissed. I think you actually close the gap. So you can add as many guys as you want. The improvement from the younger players and the older one is so significant that we weren't affected by it. Like, it wasn't a big deal. I feel like that's the X factor right there, right then. That's it. The X factor is, what type of leap do you take?
Yeah, I disagree. I think Tatum's going to get better this year. I think Brown's going to get better.
But not enough.
I think they're going to take moves up. I would be worried about Kemba and that knee. He's an older player now. And this is a situation that dates back to his days in Charlotte. I look at the center position, and Andre Drummond's not going to do it for me. And I don't see how they're going to improve dramatically at that position. I look at how big
you
the
Bucks
are. You
don't have to. Again,
I look at how big
you're
the
missing
Nets
my
are.
Point, though.
I look how big
you're,
the Heat
you're missing
are.
It. I think you're missing it, Glenn, because my point is, so you actually think that Tatum's going to make a small incremental improvement, just a little
bit. I think he could make a major leap next year.
Okay, what about Brown?
And that's going to help them. The problem with them is
why is everybody freaking out?
Because they have two gigantic holes. At the center spot, when you're competing against the East.
Aaron Baines.
Right. Aaron Baines would help you.
Yeah,
fella. I would feel better with Aaron Baines
now. You got Aaron Baines. Let me give you another name, because you talk about Kemba Walker, and I'm not so sure. This kid, Pritchard, is that his name?
Yeah.
Pritchard?
Yes. Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, because I think there's a good chance you're going to need a point guard early in the year, correct? I think you'll get a veteran point guard. So would you bring back Rajon Rondo?
How about George Hill, who just got traded, and apparently they're looking to unload him?
If I'm Danny, just the way I look at this Celtics team, and maybe I'm just giving them too much credit, a veteran point guard, a guy like Baines, and then give me like a veteran bench player. You know, those are just some holes to give me a chance in case these guys just take over games. And I you know, because I think you're going to need a point guard. I don't think this kid Pritchard's going to come in if Kemba Walker's, you know, kind of struggling here early on to get on the court. Wanamaker coming back? I don't think so.
No, you have
so
Marcus, I'd rather Marcus have a, Smart because
veteran point guard, Aaron Baines, and give me a shooter off the bench. How can we do that? It's not that far off to give these two kids a chance to take it to another level. Maybe Kemba, after taking some time off, gives you a healthy season. And then, yeah, sure, these other teams are improving. I get it, but you're still a very good team. Maybe that puts you in the third spot, the fourth spot, and then you see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, I also think when you take Gordon Hayward out of the equation, unless you're getting something comparable in return, I know some people will look at it and say, well, he was kind of a failure here and he had all of these injuries. You're still talking about a really good player out there that you're losing. You're not replacing him with anybody right now. And you need that. That's why Danny brought up the point that he needs a wing out there. These kids, you're asking them. We heard the same thing last year.
We got to stop calling them kids.
They're kids.
They're not rookies anymore. These guys are
not. No,
Tatum and Brown are not
kids. Drafted.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
People did this last year, you know, and the guy that really contributed the most was Grant Williams, who's a lunch bucket guy. You know, he's the guy that does all the dirty work. Right. He is what he is. He's a role player, and he was the most productive guy last year for a specific reason, because that's what he does. There's nothing great that he does, but he just works his ass off and plays hard, and he'll give you some defense out there. Carson Edwards was the guy that people said, oh, my God, he can come in here. He's a great three-point shooter. Yeah, but he couldn't do it at the next level. And now you're asking another rookie to come in here and do it at the next level. It's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
And they need to find a veteran off that bench, guys, that can shoot, you know.
I just think that it's interesting.
JJ Redick would be great. Yes.
So if Tatum and Brown were football players in year 4 or 5, they would be, if they did not distinguish themselves as stars, they would be cut trade it or, you know, or drop down the roster.
Talking about guaranteed contracts.
I'm
here,
just
buddy.
Saying the point is that I feel like there's still this hand holding with these guys, like with Brown and Tatum.
I don't think so.
I don't see that.
It's like, so then you should by now, they should be enough. So you're saying they got this hole to fill.
Oh, in the
okay,
NBA,
fine.
Not enough.
They got these holes to fill. As they're on their own, those three guys should be enough with pieces, significant veteran role players. That should be enough.
You're crazy.
With an uptick in production.
Christian, the teams they have to go up against have a top five player. Some of them have a couple of top five players.
Okay, but again, we're assuming that Tatum becomes a top seven player.
When?
Okay.
When? That's your question.
He should be now.
That's not going to happen.
Why?
Glenn.
Why?
Would you agree that Jason Tatum probably jumped into what? Top, where would you
15.
Put him? Top 15. 12?
Yes.
13?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where you get, so we keep talking about. There's right. another jump.
Yep.
Maybe there's one little jump. Now he goes from top 15 to a top 10.
Yeah, but I'm assuming
they got,
that.
They got two of them.
Yeah, but guys, Jalen Brown, maybe he becomes a top 15. I mean, listen, Danny's got to prepare for that.
I'm not questioning
that's all.
That.
He can't have the same, you know, the same depth at center and the same bench he had this year and just say, hey, let's roll with it. And
that's
these guys
the
take off and you're in a spot saying, damn,
that's
I wish I gave these kids, you know, a few more pieces and see what this team could be.
See, I'm being realistic with Tatum. I think Tatum will jump into the top 10 next year. I really believe he's that good a player. Brown's not going to do that, guys. He's, you know, versatile, but he's not Tatum right now. Tatum's going to jump into that top 10, I believe. Maybe at 8 or 9 or something like that. But there are still all of those players ahead of him in the chart.
I don't think you give Jalen Brown enough credit.
Yeah,
I really don't. I mean, look at the jump that he had. He averaged 20 points a game this year.
Right.
You know, he shot, what, 38% from three?
Yeah, and he's a better defender than Tatum.
And he's a better defender. And
Tatum
just
can
like,
take over a game offensively.
I'm with you with Tatum. Tatum gets all the headlines, and rightfully so. He's a tremendous player. But because he gets all the headlines, I don't think you or a lot of people give Jalen Brown enough credit. Like, he absolutely can turn into a top 15 player this year. Absolutely. He might not get attention, but he could be it.
So I'm telling you that if you have a two top 15 players, but they're really in 10 to 15 or 8 or 9 or whatever.
You're just splitting hairs.
No, you're not splitting hairs anymore, guys, because you're talking about the Giannis's and you're talking about LeBron.
Where's Drew Holiday, for Christ
those are the guys that
Where's
take
Chris
over games.
Middleton? Where's Drew Holiday? Where's Chris Middleton? Where are they? You want to go top what? Top 20? Top 25?
So they don't have an MVP.
But you have the best.
Well, you don't have an
Giannis
MVP.
Giannis is the best player in the league.
No. I get it.
Milwaukee's playing with the best player in the league, and they have two other guys that are close to where your other two guys are.
I don't think they're close. I don't think Middleton's close at all to those two guys. I don't. I don't think Middleton. I'd take Tatum over Middleton right now.
I would take Tatum over Middleton.
And Drew Holiday right now.
You're underestimating what Drew Holiday is. And mainly because people don't watch him in New Orleans. And you'll see he's going to make a huge difference to that team. Gigantic difference.
I never said he wouldn't.
At both ends of the floor.
In the Bleacher Report end of season rankings, Middleton was number 10. Drew Holiday was 25.
Middleton was 10?
10th in the league after this season.
Middleton better than Tatum?
Looking here.
No, he's not.
11th was Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I don't think
he is. And where was Brown? Are you farther down the line?
I like Middleton. I like Middleton, but he's not.
Jalen Brown was 30.
I like, yeah. And that's probably, he's in the 20s, guys. He's somewhere in the 20s and maybe the late 20s. I mean, I think you're underestimating some of the great players that are in that league right now.
I'm not saying what he was last year. We're talking about what they can be. What they will be.
The perceived jump. If they were stocks.
Jalen Brown can very easily. The kid went from. He's the same year, just like Tatum.
22 and 23 years old.
Both went from 13 points, 14 points a game. They both got 20, 23.
I agree. When they're 25, 26, and 27, they probably will be up there. They're not there yet. Here's Patrick in Framingham. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, fellas. Huge fan of the show. First time caller. I just want to get your guys' opinion on these possible trade scenarios for Gordon Hayward. I'm starting to feel that the Atlanta trade is looking more like a smokescreen. And do you guys think that there possibly could be a move? Because I find it weird. I find it weird that Ogunquwa and Wiseman both got drafted by teams that we have been connected with. Do you think there's a possibility that they move Marcus Smart and Hayward, send them out to Golden State,
even though Golden State needs a big man, send Wiseman back, possibly swap some money? Or do you think that maybe Hayward's going down to Atlanta for Ogunquè and possibly some other assets?
So
I really appreciate you guys taking my phone call.
Okay, you got it. The problem with Golden State is we were just talking. So you're sending out two guys that combine to what, $50 million? $50 million. And you're getting what in return? I mean, none of that works. I don't see how any of it works. You're getting a draft pick that's number that was what, number two in the draft, but he's got very little value compared to that. I mean, you can't make that deal. And I thought he was going to say that they were doing a deal with Atlanta for Ogunquè. I don't believe that's happening. Do you?
Yeah.
That doesn't. Why? Gordon Hayward is going to get you the sixth pick overall in the draft. Here's Roger in Fall River. Roger.
Hey guys. So I think what the Celtics really need to do is really focus on just building around Tatum and Brown. But they need to make a decision, and this year should be the decision to trade Marcus Smart or Kemba Walker. Mm. Because I'm getting tired of seeing like the same team on the floor. Like, Smart has been on the floor for years now, and he hasn't, you know, turned into the player that we thought he was going to be. He's good, but like, he's just not, you know, going to take us all over the top. So I think the Celtics really need to cut ties with Smart, trade him somewhere with Hayward maybe, so we can get a serviceable big man. And then now the Celtics are a contender with the big man without Smart and stuff like that. So I think they really need to get that out.
So you just, so there are some anti-Smarters.
Yeah.
With
how it ended. Absolutely.
An anti-Smart guy, but like, Smart doesn't, like, Jaylen Brown can do everything that Marcus Smart can do, in my opinion. Like, he can shoot the ball. He can play defense at the wing. Like, he can do what Smart can do. So Smart doesn't help us when it comes to the Lakers, the Heat, Milwaukee, stuff like that. Like, they don't help us. Like, at least, like, our draft pick last night, he replaced freaking Semi. You know what I mean? He can't shoot. Like, at least he was an upgrade from him. But Smart is just not, like, he's just not what we need. And we have too many small guys, not enough big guys. And if we're going to build around Tatum and Brown, then we need to
cut ties. Smart's a different role, though. You say, like, Jaylen can do everything. He can't play defense like Marcus Smart. He can't cover as many different guys as Marcus Smart. I mean, everyone's got their own role. They're not all the same, but... And he can't do what Jaylen Brown could do in certain parts of his game. So, I don't know. Listen, I know how it ended with Marcus Smart. It ended in a bad way. So this is the way it's going to be now, you know, because it's actually the season's starting here soon in a month. But it always, however it ends, is how people feel about a guy.
Yeah.
He's still valuable.
Yeah,
he's still a winning player. Now,
Christian,
can you rein him in a little bit? I don't know. Can he not take, 15 shots a game or 10 threes in a game? Maybe reel him in a little bit. He's still valuable. So let's not go crazy with him.
It's Marcus Smart who is the seed where everybody else grows from.
I don't know if he's the seed, but I think we've gone too far the other way with Marcus Smart.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to more of your reaction to what the Celtics are doing and what is going to happen with Gordon Hayward here this afternoon. Do elite NBA players want to come to Boston? Well, one basketball guy says nope. We'll get to it next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, back here on OMF. Jeff Goodman this morning on the Greg Hill Show talking about elite players.
The problem is these teams, again, the Celtics being one of them, people have kind of a false illusion of what the Celtics can get in free agency. They're not the Lakers. They're not even Miami in a sense that, you know, guys want to play down in Miami because of the weather, because of the taxes, all those things. The elite players don't want to play in Boston. They just don't. They're going to team up and they're going to go to L.A. like Kawhi did. They're going to go to the Lakers like LeBron did, or Miami like LeBron did years ago. They're not coming to Boston, so you've got to build this thing differently and get a little bit of luck. I mean, Golden State did it with Steph and Clay and Draymond. They hit it right. I mean, not everybody can do that.
Totally agree with him, 100%. It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'm kind of cooling off on that because I would sit there and say, why would you not? But I guess I would say it's less about the city. It's more about the player that exists in that city. If Giannis was in Boston, it would be the most desirable place to play in the NBA. If LeBron was in Boston, same thing. KD, same thing. You, Anthony Davis, same thing.
If they draft a kid,
if they had a guy like that, for whatever reason, I don't know. If Al Horford ended up being Al Davis, Anthony Davis, you would have the same desire to come to Boston. The city, to me, is irrelevant. It doesn't matter what the city is.
Well, I think it's very
irrelevant. The fact that LeBron James wanted to play in Miami, there was a couple things going in his favor. It's not just because it was Miami. You think if D. Wade wasn't there, if Pat Riley wasn't there, if you think if they didn't end up getting Bosch, you think he would go there?
No, but the city is a big factor.
I know, but what is the most important thing?
The player.
Well, it's got to be a winning combination. You're not going to a city just to be a loser every year just because the weather is great. But the weather does play into it, guys. It's a winter sport, and a lot of these athletes just don't like playing in cold weather.
Is New York warm?
Nobody wants to play.
Nobody wants to play in the Nets. So here goes Kevin Durant playing for the Nets. You think that had anything to do with the weather?
Yeah. Well, you're getting guys
or the city.
You're getting guys in Brooklyn because Brooklyn was a little bit more interesting. Okay, people were interested in that franchise. Boston has always had this problem.
Glenn, it's the players. He's right. I mean, Brooklyn, Boston. Okay, Kyrie's there. Kevin Durant's there. His buddy. Now maybe they get James Harden. It's about the players.
Part of it is the players.
If they were stuck in OKC, listen. You're right. It's also, I wish we could, best case scenario, man, I wish we could all go to L.A. Oh, it'd be so much fun. The fans are great. Oh, it's got tons of history. It'd be awesome. But if you remove that team, those players, put LeBron, put Davis in New Orleans, we're flocking to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Big Easy, let's go. Who wants to come with us? It's not nearly as glamorous, but the outcome, Toronto.
Yeah, the players like the glamorous. They like the lifestyle. And so I do believe that L.A. and even the Clippers are able to do it now. And you know what that franchise is.
Building a new stadium.
Right. You know what they've been.
Arena, whatever.
And Miami, there are certain areas that you can rebuild pretty quickly. I think he's 100% correct that Boston and Danny Ainge have to do it through the draft, because you can't get, he tried to get Kevin Durant to come here. Kevin Durant didn't want to come here, okay? And it's very difficult for Boston to do it. You can look at Chicago. They had Michael Jordan. You could get players to go there.
It's two different discussions. Yes, you can't just have nothing and just all of a sudden everybody wants to join the Boston Celtics.
You're not listening. I said you need to have both, but the weather and the certain city is an attraction. Now, you can't be a loser. I said that. You can't have a losing team. You can look at Chicago.
If the Celtics did what Golden State did and they drafted those three guys, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, do you think they wouldn't be able to get that Kevin Durant-type star in Boston because of the weather?
No. But he just said it to you. Golden State was an outlier. It was very for them to be able to do that and keep players there that long was very unusual, and most of it was wrapped around Steph Curry, who was ecstatic to be out there building his own new brand in a different franchise, a franchise, by the way, that had been down for a long, long time. But that was an outlier. And you can look at Chicago. When Jordan was there, he was able to attract other players. Once Jordan left, nobody wanted to go to Chicago.
Okay, so
they've been waiting for a long, long time.
Tatum
to get players.
Needs to become.
Yes.
So if you what is Tatum's ceiling MVP of the league? Because that's basically what it comes down to. If you're the MVP of the league,
top five.
Oh, is he MVP
is he
of the league?
Five?
No, I would say if you want to be that guy, that bait, you want to be that guy that you dangle in front of other free agents or guys that just, hey, I want out. So James Harden says, I want to leave. I want out of my contract. I don't want the 50 per. I don't want the extension. I'm going to go to Brooklyn. I want to go to Brooklyn. That's it. Not up for debate. So Tatum needs to be the KD, the Giannis, the LeBron. He needs to be that guy.
That's
so
the magnet you need.
So that means MVP of the league.
MVP candidate.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So is he?
No. Not right now.
No.
Will he be?
3 years we'll from see. Now, maybe.
We'll and see. It's maybe. So I would sit there and say, yeah, I don't know. Right now, he doesn't look like that. Maybe when he's 26. When he's, maybe.
Yeah, but that's normal to suddenly be that player when you're 26. We're asking far too
much
of him.
And by then, he may want to leave. He may want to leave. You'll be in the same situation that the Bucks are in with Giannis, trying to grab some guys and selling all your draft picks because you want to convince Tatum to stay.
It is hard, man. You finally get a top five player, and then you got a window to convince him, right? What Milwaukee's trying to do. I mean, Steph Curry, it's different, right? I mean, you drafted him, and you've got these guys, you've been building around him, but you've got a window to. And Anthony Davis down in New Orleans is a perfect example, right? You draft this guy, one of the great players in the league. All right, I'm going to give you 3 years, because if you don't improve this roster in 3 years, he's leaving. Like, how many top five players have just stayed in one spot and haven't moved? Is it Steph? Because he's the one that built it and guys have come to him?
Yeah.
Everyone else has taken off.
I'd say Golden State. People keep on bringing up the example of Golden State. I think Danny Ainge has no choice but to build it the way Golden State built it and be
That's
good
great
in the
comp.
Draft.
That's a great
He's
got to
be good in the draft. Here's Austin in Providence. Austin. Austin, you there? Hello, Austin. Okay, I can't wait.
We got to find out what's going on here with Gordon Hayward, by the way. I think you wanted to talk about Gordon. Because we were under the impression it was a 5 o'clock deadline, right?
Yes.
And then ESPN was the one that came out, said it's been moved to 3 o'clock today.
Yes, and I think it's probably more likely somewhere around 3 o'clock from one hearing, but it's kind of a loose deadline. It's not one of those.
What do you mean?
Because the player and the organization. It's not a league mandate that we have this deadline. They have set a deadline in which let's give it a couple days to breathe and give us an opportunity to talk back and forth. That's what it is. I don't think it's a hard core, you better do this by 5 o'clock or we're out of here. I don't think that's the case.
By the way, Dwayne Dedman, who's just been traded, the big man from the Atlanta Hawks to Detroit, he has a horrible contract. Yeah. If Detroit absorbs that whole contract, the Hawks now have $44 million in cap space. They could just straight up sign Gordon Hayward. So this move, trading Dwayne Dedman, who's a nobody, is actually really bad news for the Celtics right now.
I agree. When I saw it during the break, because he's got 13.3 next year and the year after, the first thing I'm sitting there saying is maybe they're opening up this money for Gordon Hayward. Something's going on right down there in Atlanta. because they're probably just going to dump the players they get in return, right? That's what they're going to do. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number here on OMF. You know what it's time to play? It's time to play Big Deal or...
Oh, no big deal.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time for Big Deal or No Big Deal. You ready, Big Bet? Big Deal?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Nice,
let's do it.
Let's get right into it. All right, okay, so this is a real quick one, okay, but it's a two-parter, so bear with me. Giants fire offensive line coach Mark Colombo. Big deal or no big deal? No big deal. Okay, well, now let me kind of add to it because there is some a lot of confusion or debate going on of what actually happened. This is from Jason McIntyre, but everybody else has the same story. Remember, he was the guy from FS1 who said, Brady's not any good anymore, and he sounded just like that. Here's what he says. He says, I'm told New York Giants coaches Joe Judge and offensive line coach Mark Colombo got into a fist fight this morning. Punches thrown. Mm. I'm told Colombo got the better of him, and Judge fired him instantly.
Ooh,
okay.
Boy.
And then here comes Peter Schrager.
Friend
we know Peter Schrager, friend of the show, Good Morning Football. So, no fist fight at Giants facility, he says, but certainly a disagreement today. Judge going a different direction with the O-line coaching, and, well, that decision wasn't received as warm by all involved. No fight, though. Then McIntyre comes back again and says, well, I'd say if I wanted to work again on a team, he's basically calling out Peter Schrager. Hey, I'd say the same if I wanted to work again on a team next year, but 100% a fight. So there's almost like two parts to this. The fact that Joe Judge got in a fight with his offensive line coach and then he fired him that same day, big deal and no big deal.
Okay, I'm going to say big deal here, okay? First off, he's bringing in Dave DeGuglielmo. Remember Googs?
He was there as early as a consultant.
Yes, so it was between those two guys. Now he's the guy, so he's bringing in his old Patriots friend. I'd say it's a big deal because of what Schrager was saying, how it wasn't received warmly. Because I would say if the offensive line, if this guy Colombo, nobody likes him and you move on, I think you applaud Joe Judge. Good, here we go, we got control. If he's liked and now you got a bunch of offensive linemen that hate you because they got rid of their guy, I mean, that's like their guy, their position coach. They probably loved this guy. And if Schrager's true, says it wasn't received warmly, then I'd say it's a big deal because much like Patricia, Joe Judge, the new guy, the Patriot way, coming in all tough guy, and you start losing the trust of your locker room where players aren't liking the things you're just bringing in another Patriot guy. No, I think that's a big deal. You could lose that locker room. They love the guy.
What do you think, Glenn? Well,
first of all, Mark Colombo, local guy. Second of all, isn't it preordained? I mean, wasn't Judge, when he brought Googs in as a consultant with the offensive line, aren't you taking all of the authority away from Mark Colombo? So he probably lost his cool one day and said, what the bleep are you doing? Am I the coach or not the coach? I don't know if there was a fist fight or not. We weren't there. But it sounds to me like Judge – had this all preordained. I'm going to bring Googs in. He's going to be the consultant. Then I'm going to move Colombo out of here.
Yeah, it's a shady move because, you know, you bring in DeGuglielmo, another offensive line coach. You lose Saquon Barkley. And then you realize that, hey, he's there for a reason. He's hovering over me. He's watching everything I'm doing. He's taking notes. And it's just a matter of time before I'm out. This is a huge deal.
Big deal. Can't fight around punching guys in the face.
You can't start fighting with your offensive lineman, regardless of how bad it is.
And then fire him to bring in your boy.
Yeah, it's like,
punch him in the face if I was there right now.
Exactly.
I'll take you too, bro.
All right, oh, here we go. Seth Curry. Everybody knows who Seth Curry is. Okay, so he was traded by the Dallas Mavericks to the Philadelphia 76ers. That's not the big deal. However, he will now be playing for his father-in-law, Doc Rivers, who is Seth Curry is married to Doc's daughter, Callie Rivers, and they were married in 2019. Glenn, big deal or no big deal?
This is a gigantic deal. First of all, Doc had coached his own son, Austin Rivers. That's okay, because from a father to a son, Austin can sit there with the other guys and talk about stuff that maybe people don't want to hear. But when you're the father-in-law and it's your daughter, and you've got the player here in Seth Curry talking with other guys, and you overhear conversations, this is a huge deal. This is not good.
What do you think, Lou?
Yeah, I'd say big deal, more for Seth Curry for what you just hit on. Normally, I would say, listen, Seth Curry's been in the league a long time. He's not a rookie where Doc's going to have to bust him a little bit, right, and break him down. He's been in the league. He's a veteran. But you go out on the weekends, you go out on road trips, and you got your father-in-law with you. I mean, you're sitting there just, somebody in the team's talking to these two girls, and you walk over, they're like, hey, Seth, what are you doing? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Like, I just, that whole dynamic to me, that makes it a big deal, if you ask me.
Dude, do you remember, I think this is a huge deal. I can't remember who the guy was, but he was, it was a Lakers basketball player.
It was D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P, a.k.a. Nick Young.
Yes. So they come into the locker room. They start, pillow talking in the locker room. And sure enough, word gets out and everybody knows about it. Listen, I don't know anything about Seth Curry. I have no idea what type of guy he is. But even the most innocent situation can get you in trouble. I would say somebody trade me again.
Oh, I can tell you what
somebody
type of guy
trade me
he's
going
to be now in the presence of his
coach.
Oh,
he's going to be a saint.
You don't want to mess with people's sisters. Wasn't that Jalen Ramsey, Golden Tate? Remember the whole fight after the game? Just as sisters. You don't mess with sisters. And daughters? Daughters?
Even worse.
Oh, my God. Even good luck, Seth. Good luck.
All right. Do you guys remember when LeVar Ball, one of my favorite characters of all time, said this about Michael Jordan?
Did you ever play Michael Jordan?
If he played me, he'd cry.
Okay, what was that? Jimmy Kimmel? That wasn't Jimmy. That was Fallon.
That was Jimmy.
Oh, that was Kimmel. Okay. He was on a Jimmy Kimmel show. So, as fate would have it, his youngest son, LaMelo Lemoncello Ball, was drafted number 3 overall by Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. I'll let you fill in the blank, Lou. Big deal or no big deal?
I'm going to say no big deal. I think this will be fun more than anything. Like if LeVar shows up day one and he looks over and he sees Mike. Now, how old is Mike now? What, 50?
Gotta be.
Okay,
over 50,
and he's sitting
right?
there and like he's tying up his laces. And he's like, all right, let's go. Like, come on. Like, they're both old. They're going to have fun with it more than anything. It'll be jokey more than anything. That's no big deal.
Michael's going to shake his hand and say hello the first time he meets him, and then he will ignore him from that point on because he doesn't need him. He doesn't want a parent hovering around. The last thing he wants, it's not a big deal.
See, I actually think that this is a big deal.
How?
Because, listen, what I've learned from The Last Dance is that Michael Jordan is extremely petty and vindictive. And he holds a grudge. And not that he's going to take it out on LaMelo Ball, but I do feel like there is some embarrassment going that some way, shape, or form could kind of bleed into LaMelo Ball's future. I don't know what it is.
Why would
but if I'm Michael Jordan, I'm just saying.
Why wouldn't he trade that pick away?
You remove rational thinking when you're talking about guys like Michael Jordan that are vindictive, that have an axe to grind, that don't like being called out, even in a joking way by some chump LaVar Ball. They don't like it. That's just me. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, I think I think he showed by drafting him that he doesn't give a rat's ass about LaVar Ball. He really doesn't. As I said, I think he'll ignore him after he acknowledges him one time.
Okay.
Very negative.
COVID news. All right, so here's what's going on in Nashville. Obviously, we're dealing with our own issues. California dealing with a bunch of issues. Texas is dealing with issues. Nashville Mayor John Cooper has banned gatherings of 8 people indoors or outdoors ahead of Thanksgiving. And listen to this rationale.
Outdoors?
Yes. For Mayor Cooper, it's all about semantics.
Okay.
It comes down to his understanding of groupings versus gatherings.
Oh, okay.
Okay, pay attention. This is where it gets weird. He says groupings apply to situations where people have the potential to share air.
Uh-huh.
He considers gatherings to be clusters of groups that are socially distanced. Even by reading it slowly, I still don't get it.
I'm big deal or no big deal? I'm damn confused.
I don't understand what he's talking about. I think it's a big deal. This guy, first off, so the mayor, 8 people, indoors or outdoors.
Doesn't matter, yeah, in or out.
The Tennessee Titans are allowing fans, correct? At a football game. So how could you justify saying, yeah, 25,000 or 25% of you know, fans can go watch the Tennessee Titans, but hey, at Thanksgiving, you can't have gatherings of 8 people or more outdoors. Outdoors, no more than 8 people, but yet you can have, what, 15, 20,000 people go watch the Tennessee Titans?
What do you think?
How's that even possible?
I think
all of these guys are hypocrites. We just saw it with Gavin Newhouse out in California, getting together with all of those guys at people for a birthday party at the French Laundry up in Napa. Here's the simple solution. If they want to have a simple solution and they want to be consistent across the board, ban gatherings of 2 people or more.
What about groupings?
No. Any gatherings.
Me and my wife watch TV now.
You can't have more than 1 person gathering. If it's 2, then there's a possibility that 1 person has the virus and can pass it on to the other person. So if we're going to go strictly by the science, and they like to go strictly by the science, I would ban any gatherings of 2 people.
So wait,
only one.
Why? Our number is 10. Is it 10? I thought it was 10
it's, here. No, it's in restaurants, it's down to 6 now.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait, no, Thanksgiving. So what about just Thanksgiving alone? Can I have 10 people at my house?
10 people.
You're not supposed to have anybody that doesn't live with you.
14.
What? My immediate family only?
10 people.
No,
what if you have kids and you're divorced and you have kids coming back and forth from different homes?
Nope.
How does that work?
Nope.
What if you have kids from out of state, they can't hang out with you?
Nope.
Well, I can already say it's already screwed up my Thanksgiving because we canceled our Thanksgiving party. So thank you very much to everyone involved. I don't get it. All right, last one.
Go ahead.
Nearly the entire Raiders starting defense, the damn Raiders, is going on the COVID-19 list because of high-risk close contacts. But all are eligible to play in the game if they continue to test negatively. They're doing everything on Zoom. Big deal, no big deal?
I'm going to say no big deal because of the opponent. They are playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are they going to lose anyways?
Yes. It would be a big deal if they were playing maybe anybody else, you know, other than, like, say, Pittsburgh. You know, if they were, say, playing Tennessee this week, or they were playing, you know, another team, and you sat there and said, this is a big game. You know, like Tennessee, Baltimore got a big game this week. If you're going to lose everybody, then lose it in the game, you're going to get smoked anyways, right? And I think Kansas City's pissed off. They did a victory lap and everything. I'm telling you, Kansas City beats them, so to them, it's a loss anyway. It's a loss anyway.
What do you think, Glenn?
No big deal.
I think it's the whole thing is getting totally ridiculous.
What does that mean? Big deal, no big deal.
Yeah, what does that mean? Should I translate it for you?
Yeah, translate it. It's a good deal.
It's a good deal. That's not an option.
We're not playing good deal.
Yeah, that's a different game. That's midday show.
Oh, that's a different deal?
Big deal.
Big deal, no big deal. You've lost interest, I can tell. So let me go back.
I don't understand the point of that one.
What do you mean?
What is
the point?
Their whole defense is off. They haven't practiced all week.
And they're still playing. And they're still going to let them play.
But again, this is the science they keep on telling us
about. So is it a big deal or is it a big deal?
It's not a big deal because we're dealing with this.
I got it out of you.
We're dealing with this with everything these days. Everybody makes up the rules by the day. They're making the rules up.
I remember when Alex Trebek would flip out on contestants like that.
Yeah. I want to squeeze this one in here because you brought this up. Because this was part of the issue this week where the Kansas City Chiefs, it was reported that the Oakland Raiders, when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, took like a victory lap on the buses.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked John Gruden about it, and here's what he said.
Hey, John. Tonight, Andrew Reid mentioned a couple times the victory lap you guys took in KC after the first game. What exactly was the victory lap, and is that something that you think about this week as far as bulletin board material or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, you can find a smart aleck bus driver in Kansas City who made some snide comments when we got on the bus. Maybe that's why we drove around the stadium, just to tick him off. You know, this is ridiculous. Next question.
Okay. So, the Raiders, Glenn, I'll start with you, taking a victory lap on the bus after they beat Kansas City. Big deal, no good deal, or no big deal?
It's no big deal. What are you supposed to do? You just won the freaking game. Are you supposed to sit there and be sad? Are you supposed to be respectful because the poor Kansas City Chiefs might feel offended by it? Oh, come on.
What do you think, Lou?
Ridiculous.
I think it's a big deal because you're just giving a team. You're giving a team something.
Totally.
Like, listen, in this league, come on. I mean, we see it every single week. You heard it out of Kansas City. They're all pissed off about this victory lap. Now, at the time, probably seemed like a great idea, right? Yeah. And I don't blame them for doing it. And like Gruden says, probably some wise-ass bus drivers. Hey, come on, give me a little victory lap. We just beat your ass. He only got one loss. But as we know, Kansas City Chiefs, they will use it. Andy Reid, they will use it, and they will smoke them with or without their defense.
Yeah, this is the big...
You can find a smart aleck bus driver in Kansas City who made some snide comments when we got on the bus. Maybe that's why we drove around.
See, like this is a big...
Next question.
This is a totally big deal because he would be so angry and upset. Of course it is. Last one, I lied. Okay, so the number one pick in the draft, NBA draft, Anthony Edwards, he says that he would switch to the NFL tomorrow if he could be drafted and play. I mean... I'm going to let you handle this one first, Lou. Big deal or no big deal?
I think it's a big deal. Your number one pick doesn't really love the sport. Says he can't watch basketball, he says, to be honest. You know, it's so he's great at the sport, but he doesn't love it. He'd rather play football or whatever. So, I mean, that's your number one pick overall. That's the guy you're hoping turns your franchise around, and then you find out that he actually doesn't even love the sport?
Yeah, he says, I'm still not really into it.
Yeah.
I love basketball. Yeah, it's what I do.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, Glenn. Yes? No?
It's a big deal. And it's even a bigger deal that he was this much of a dope to actually reveal
it
to somebody to admit it. What are you thinking unless... He really wants to play in the NFL right now, and he wants nothing to do with the NBA.
Listen,
it makes no sense. Why would you say these things?
He says he'd let basketball go right now if he was drafted by the NFL tomorrow. Oh. He says, because you can do anything on the field. You can spike the ball. You can dance. You can do all that type of disrespectful stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
And in the NBA, you can't do any of it because you'll get fined. That's who you just drafted.
Yeah, those are dumb comments.
I'm actually amazed that he actually admitted to this, and so that's why it's a big deal. You're openly saying that
what?
You don't like your job. You know, I just clock in and clock out, and I get the hell out of there. So you're not first one in, and you're definitely not last one out, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
I leave tomorrow.
You need the guy that's cutting down trees at 6 a.m. in the morning.
And by the way, what are the talent evaluators thinking about this? I thought one of the prerequisites for drafting a player was you want him to love the sport, right?
Yep. Gym rat.
Love the sport. Yeah.
Gym rat.
Right. And this guy's ready to walk and go to football if the NFL drafts him.
Because you can spike the ball and do all that disrespectful stuff.
I can dance for like 5 seconds before I go back on the bench. And oh, yeah, by the way, and I love the fact that the money's not guaranteed and my career is going to be twice as short. You kidding me?
I'd be worried.
All right, time for us to guess today's mystery guest.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
All right.
All right, so Tyler gives us a lame clue, and then we ask a series of questions in which he answers yes or no.
That's correct.
Sometimes he gets them right. Sometimes he gets them wrong. And then we try to guess the mystery guest. So go ahead.
You have 2 minutes, and it will start after I'm done reading this clue.
All right. This person
is a Super Bowl champion in the past 20 years.
Your two minutes starts now.
Big deal or no big deal?
Good deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's a good deal.
Did he win a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
He did not.
No. Okay.
Did he play quarterback?
No.
Did he play offense?
Offense, yes.
He didn't win one with the Patriots.
Right.
Correct.
No. No, he didn't. Did he win one in the last 10 years?
No.
Oh, so he's really old.
10 to 20.
So he's like the first half of the 20.
Is he a wide receiver?
Not a wide receiver.
Running back?
Not a running back.
Tight end?
Tight end, yes.
Glenn, you here?
There you go.
I was
going to
say hello.
I'm here. Tight end. Is he in the Patriots Hall of Fame?
He is a Patriots Hall of Fame member.
I know. I think I know who it is.
But he didn't win a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
But did not win a Super Bowl with the Patriots. That's correct.
Is he older than Christian?
Christian, how old are you?
49. Thank you very much.
He is older than
you? Just barely.
Just barely. So he's a tight end.
He's not an old man, but he's a little bit older.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Not a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but a Patriots Hall of Famer, yes.
And he's a tight end?
Tight end.
Ooh! Ooh.
You're inside 1 minute.
Ooh.
Got it? You got it? You got it?
Does he wear number 87?
He did.
Is he my version?
Is it Gronk?
No,
he's basically, he's one of the guys, is he one of the guys that do not get enough credit for being Gronk before Gronk?
That has been your take all along.
Yes, okay, I think I love this guy. I think this is I'm not going to say who it is, but as far as tight ends go, this is the guy people need to point the finger to as far as, talk about big, fast, powerful, skilled, just everything, can do it all.
So he's got a red jacket.
He's got a red jacket.
In other words, you'd say he's got a red coat.
Is he best friends with Drew Bledsoe?
Yes, 10 seconds left.
So red coat. He's got multiple coats, so he's got coats. Multiple coats. He's got red coats.
I think we know who it is.
I wonder who he
is. I think we got it.
Who do you
I
want to
think I know who it is.
I think we all got it. I think he's got
who
it.
Do you win a Super Bowl with?
This hour, you don't know?
I do not. Well, that's a mystery, too.
Ravens.
Don't go anywhere and find
this
out.
This hour brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Black Friday sales event. We meet the mystery guest next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!